Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. Look who is closing out our coverage, Mr. Brian Scott. How are you, sir?
Howdy.
Howdy, is that
Howdy.
Exactly right?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
It's been a fun week.
It has. A lot of positive, good energy here. Are you kidding me?
I have felt that too. And I mean, last night we went to a rodeo.
I heard,
and so,
yeah.
I mean, how many times do you get to go to an actual rodeo at a credit union conference?
Pretty rare.
But may feel like a rodeo, but this is an actual rodeo.
Yeah, some of the conferences do feel like a rodeo.
It's been great. A lot of positive vibes.
Yeah, I've been asking everybody, hey, what have you been hearing in the hallways? Besides the integration talk and all that type of stuff, I know that's
yep,
top of mind.
For sure.
But what's the second tier buzz you're hearing?
There's probably two or three vibes. One is, you know, now that you're a combined organization and bigger, how are you going to help credit unions thrive?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to help the marketplace grow? How are you helping credit unions really compete with the largest banks? You know, most credit unions aren't concerned about the community bank on the corner. It's, you know, the largest of the large.
Yeah.
How do we help in that space
with
our scale?
Mm-hmm.
And then member financial health has been a big topic this week.
Interesting.
You know, FICO scores
for
the first time in over 10 years have actually gone down. It's only one point, but it's an indicator that member financial health is becoming a bigger thing. Collection departments are busier now. Lending departments aren't making as many loans.
Yeah.
So that indication that member financial health is maybe declining, and what do we do about it? How do we help members?
Yeah, I remember during COVID, we were all talking about, okay, when's the delinquency train going to come in? When's that tidal wave of collections?
Right,
and it never did because
of
the funding that the government gave everybody.
Now
so it kind of staved it off a little bit. Kind of, and now everyone's, it's here.
Kind
of a delayed reaction
because
of what's going on in the economy with inflation and all that good stuff. People are tapping into their savings, and their savings are running out. So kind of like a perfect storm.
And, you know, we collectively, we need those members to help us all collectively grow.
Exactly. So we've
got to do a lot to help members on their financial journey through life.
Yeah, well, and you guys have a whole slew of offerings to provide credit unions to help their members for sure. All right, let's talk about what you want to talk about here, client integration response. So share with me what's the feedback, what's the response been from clients?
It is
so far
largely positive. I think there's people, anytime two large companies come together, there's nervousness. What are you going to do with my platform? What are you going to do with the products that you have? How are you going to just do better?
Mm-hmm.
And so our message has been clear. We can't come out of this and have everybody be like, oh, it's the same. Like, we need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And so my message to every credit union is, tell us where we can be better,
because
we want to grow, we want to improve, and we have to deliver something that's better to the marketplace if we want to be thriving and growing.
Yeah,
so
indeed.
That's probably been the biggest topic of conversation I've had here.
And so how is that, because obviously, well, I just had Denise Stevens in here, and we had a really cool conversation about product redundancy, bringing the two together. Obviously, there's a lot of, there's like 270 products or something
and
like
80%
that.
80% overlap.
I'm like, oh my goodness. But the great thing is that you kind of take the best of the best and you make something even better, one thing even better, right?
We view this like silly putty right now, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing set in stone.
Yeah.
And truly, let's look for the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a better way of doing it, it's not a PSU way or a co-op way, and let's pick one of those two. Let's forget everything we know
exactly.
or think we know.
Yeah.
Let's look, if we had to build this again, which we're doing, let's build it the best way possible and not be encumbered by what we've done in the past for either company.
Mm-hmm,
so,
yeah, we had Brian the First in here earlier, Caldarelli.
He set you up for that.
Every time. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, we had him here and he was talking about, and I just forgot what I was going to say because it was really poignant. But again, it had to do with the integration, and oh man, it was really good.
Well, I'll tell you, I know one of the things he talks about a lot is we gain through this collectively, the marketplace, credit unions, more financial resources to do neat things too.
Yeah.
And that
kind
of goes back to my comment about competing with the largest issuers, competing with fintechs in the market space that are wanting to come into our space. Mm-hmm. But we're also, with this scale, more attractive to a lot of companies, brand new fintechs entering the space that want to partner with us.
Completely.
And that want to bring their stuff into the credit union space. Mm-hmm. So we're no longer potentially somebody who you compete with, but who you partner with to grow. And I think that ends up helping credit unions too.
Oh, big time, big time. Yeah, and also, yeah, makes, this is just helping credit unions become more competitive as well,
right?
So, and I've heard from folks outside the industry saying, gosh, if credit unions can come together collectively, they can really take on any bank, no matter the size. Well,
one of the speakers today was a Paralympian.
Yeah.
And she said, everybody around you is your team.
Mm-hmm.
All 4,500, whatever the number is, credit unions.
Yeah.
They're part of our team. Whether they do business with us or not, we're all helping to be that tide that lifts all the credit union boats in the space.
Yeah. So. And now you guys are serving way more than half the industry, right?
We're touching, maybe not with every product, but we're certainly touching over 3,000 credit unions.
Goodness gracious.
That's a lot.
So how does it, I can't remember who else I asked this to, but I said, how does it feel to have the whole industry watching you guys? Oh, I think it was Tom Pierce. Because we were talking about the branding and all that type of stuff. Yeah. It's like, so how does it feel to have the whole industry watching you, watching your every move and seeing what's going to come out of it?
I mean, before there were other options, and now, we're kind of the option in the credit union space that's credit union owned, and Acuso providing that service. So what's that line with comes great responsibility. We have the great responsibility to do well in this space. We've been given a lot coming together as two companies, and we have a great responsibility to do well for credit unions.
That's for sure. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are looking for, and as well your clients are too. So again, they're going to get the best of the best, which is really good news, I think, for in the long run. So I want to get back to the conference here. Yeah. Any highlights for you? Because you've been on stage a couple of times.
I have been on stage. Any highlights? Those are probably not everybody else's highlights when I'm on stage, but George Bush here, that
pretty
was
good.
A highlight.
Pretty good.
I mean, he is a funny guy.
Yeah.
Which you don't, when he cracks himself up.
Yeah.
But man, I think if he ran today, forget about your politics, he could probably win.
Yeah, he'd probably do a good job, for sure.
Yeah, that was a highlight, getting to see him on stage.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great panel of four credit union CEOs talking about each of them very different in how they compete. One, a $20 billion credit union that's fully digital, no branches.
Mm-hmm.
Another that's smaller credit union, but incredibly successful running a branch strategy and bringing the community into their branches, which is proof that there's no one right way to run a credit union.
Really?
And I just thought that was fascinating for our audience of 1,400 people to be able to see there's so many ways to run a credit union successfully.
Yep.
And part of it's about Paris Chevalier from South Bay Credit Union. She's really focused on different niches, and she seeks out those niches and succeeds in those. And if you do that, you can be really successful.
Yeah, yeah. She was great on stage. I saw a little bit of that. I got a chance to sneak in there and watch a little of that session. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Pretty good stuff here. So yeah. So all right, sir. Well, anything else? I know a lot of the stuff we talk about is I don't want to be too redundant here because I want to be respectful of your time as well.
Yeah, no, okay. Looking forward to seeing you at Think.
At Think as
in
well,
Nashville.
Yeah.
And, from a credit union perspective, if there's anything we can do to do better for you, we want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because we are looking to build the best of the best, and if it hasn't been built, we want to build it.
Well, that's a major reason why you guys are having this, is to get that direct feedback,
For sure. Advisory groups and all the different channels that we have.
So. Yeah, I like that new the new digital, what was it? Where is it?
The digital lending. Is that the one you're
talking about? No, the fintech engagement platform.
The fintech, yes.
Love
that. That's really
neat.
That is really neat.
Yeah. So, you guys are doing some good stuff out there.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for being here.
Brian,
appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work there.
We'll do.
And,
you keep it up too, and
I'll
we'll see
best.
You soon.
Yeah, we'll see you in 30 days.
All right. We'll do it.
All right. There he is, closing it out with Mr. Brian Scott.
Thank you, everyone.
Well done. Member 4 video is brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.